531. As we continue our celebrations of Tuvalu Language Week 2022, we're joined now on Pacific Days by Selina Irata from the Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association to Telenor about Tuvalu Language Week celebrations at Waikato University. Selina is 23 years of age and currently in her second year of studying towards a Bachelor of Law. Tarofa koe, Selina. Thank you for your time today, dear.
Talofa.
Thank you again for joining us. Whakawhitae lasi, sipikana. Firstly, Selina, tell us a little bit more about yourself, dear, and of course, whereabouts in Tuvalu you originate, hail from.
All right. Hi, everyone that's listening today. My name is Selina Irata. I'm from the beautiful island of Niutau. Niutau is where they have the people with the biggest heart. Yeah. I have two kids and I'm 23 years of age and I'm studying towards a Bachelor of Law in the Waikato University. Yeah.
Selina, how long have you been in New Zealand now, dear?
Since 2019 and I started studying last year.
What is one thing you miss the most about being back home in Tuvalu?
The food. Yes, the fresh fish every day and the local food. Yes, very much.
I don't want to upset you too much because you start thinking about home and, oh, I want to be there. I want to be there. Oy, oy, oy. Now, Selina, can you tell us more about how the Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association is celebrating Tuvalu Language Week this week, please?
All right. So we made daily activities for the whole week. So we started off with an opening church ceremony on Sunday, and that was with the Tuvalu community in Hamilton and all the students. Yeah, and then we had on Monday, our day one, we had facts about Tuvalu. So these are just like interesting facts about Tuvalu. Yeah, we had videos posted up on our social media platforms. And we on Tuesday, we had our speaking challenge. So basically, it's just like non-Tuvaluans introducing themselves, but in Tuvalu, just like, what's your name, your age, and where you're from? Yeah, and on Wednesday, we had a cultural workshop. So this was held in Tauranga campus, Waikato University, but the Tauranga campus. Yeah, we just had like a small booth and like with our Tuvaluan traditions. And then we had students and like other workers in our Tauranga campus. Yeah, they were very interested in like our traditional attires that we were displaying on our booths. They also wanted to learn how to dance. And yeah, we posted this as well on our social media. And we had for today, day four, we have a Siva challenge. So this is open to anyone that wants to participate. We wanted to incorporate like a fun activity for everyone to get engaged in and just have fun through the week. Yeah, so the Siva challenge is for anyone, and videos will be posted today and deadline tomorrow. And then we also have prizes for the speaking challenge that was on Tuesday and our Siva challenge today. Yeah, and tomorrow for our last day of the week, we have an online quiz. These are just general questions like how many dialects do we have in Tuvalu? Yeah, and that's about it for our activities for the week. Oh, and we also had an intro video that was posted yesterday. Basically, we just, in our video, we focused on how, what is something that like, especially for those that did not grow up in Tuvalu, something that helps them learn the language. So we focused our video on Fatele, that's the traditional dance. Yeah, because you know, you can find like most of the teenagers here, like they won't know how to speak fluently in Tuvaluan. But when it comes to the Fatele, they'll be singing from the beginning to the end fluently. Yeah, so yeah, that was about it for our week plan.
What about for this Saturday for Independence Day celebrations? Oh. Anything big on this weekend?
Yeah, we have a flag raising with the Tuvalu community and then a feed afterward and maybe some fadele as well. Yeah.
How many members do you have for Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association currently, Selina?
So, for the students, there's only like six of us students. Yeah. And but we have like two or three in our Tauranga campus. And for the community, it's a really small community. There's about like say 4 to 5 families. Yeah.
In Waikato, in Hamilton, you're talking about?
Hamilton. Just Hamilton.
Do you have regular get-togethers for the family, Selina, for the Tuvalu community in Hamilton?
Not really, but when there's like a birthday or like a funeral, yeah, then we get together. But the one event that we always get together is Tuvaluan Language Week and for independence, because they always wanna join us for activities for the week. Like we also posted a video yesterday, so in the video we had the community join us, just a few of them, and. Because there's 9 islands in Tuvalu, so yeah, there's this song that how do you say it? Like it just showcases the different dialects we have in Tuvalu. Yeah. So yeah.
Would you be able to sing some of that song for us, Selina? Why? Why not?
I have a terrible voice.
No, I'm sure. Just
Like Tina Tuvalu, like Tina Niu Tao, so where I'm from is Niu Tao, yeah. So Tina Niu Tao means the people from Niu Tao. E tangi bene, Tina Niu Tao, e tangi bene, Tina Niu Tao, e tangi bene, amu.
Very nice, very nice indeed. Selina, you were saying
Yeah.
there's around four families in the Waikato Tuvalu community. Do they come from different islands, or they're mostly from Funafuti, or from across the different islands in Tuvalu?
Most of the, yeah, I think just there's a Vaitupu family, and then there's two Vaitupu, and then there's a Nukufetau family and a Niutau family. Yeah. And a Nanumanga, from the students, our president is from Nanumanga, a different island. Yeah.
For the students, for yourselves, for the six or so members at the Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association, is it a mix of New Zealand born and Tuvalu born?
Yes. Yeah, so we have do you want me to like say their names and where they're
Of
from and
course, why not? Yes.
okay, so we have Jephtha, he's Newtown where I'm from, and Samoan, born and raised here. And then we have our president, her name is Lily. She is from Nanumanga, born and raised in Tuvalu. Yeah, and we have Tava, she was born in Tuvalu, but they moved here, so yeah. And we have Sama, she grew up here as well, and Sunema, she grew up here as well.
It's a good mix, Selina, and I'm sure for our New Zealand born, they must really appreciate, especially times like this, Tuvalu Language Week, to be able to rely on their Tuvalu born, colleagues to help in terms of the culture and the language and that.
Yes, and then we always ensure that they speak Tuvalu throughout the
That's
week.
awesome. That, that, that,
Yeah.
that's awesome. Now, in terms of the Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association, do you guys have a Facebook page, or where can people find out more about other events happening this week for yourselves celebrating Tuvalu Language Week 2022, Selina?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's called Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association. And we also have a Instagram page. It's WUTSA_21.
Very good. We'll
Yeah,
make sure.
all our daily activities are posted on both of the social media.
We'll make sure to include the Instagram and Facebook links on our Talanoa. We can't let you go, Selena, without a few words in the beautiful Tuvalu language, being Tuvalu Language Week 2022 for our Tuvalu community listening and watching this afternoon, please.
I'm guessing for Language Week, it's a parent's primary duty, I think, to encourage speaking in Tuvaluan at home. Yeah, and because this encourages like the child to speak Tuvalu as well and know how to speak Tuvaluan, because it starts from home, everything starts from home. And yeah, and lastly, I want to wish everyone a happy Independence Day on Saturday, and all the best with the remaining activities for everyone. And happy Tuvaluan Language Week.
And
thank you for having me. Thank you for this great opportunity to be part of your program today.
Whakawhetai, Selena, but I ask you to finish off with some words in Tuvalu, sister.
Oh, yes, my God.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, but some words, some final words in Tuvalu for our Tuvalu community.
Okay, some final words. Whakamalosi tātou o tausi ke whakakoako tō tamaliki koi tupuaka ki te ngana a tātou me tāua ona tō ngana ko tō ngana is who we are, tō identity, tō tū moanganu. And masawai tu moanganu e koe through the five patsi, through oral. Kati tēnā fua kaftai. So what I said, Brian, basically, is that the importance of language, Tuvaluan language especially, because it is our identity and our cultures, traditions are passed on orally. So we need to hold on to our language and ensure that the growing generations and know and how to speak Tuvaluan. Yeah, I guess that's about it, Brian.
Selena Irata from the Waikato University Tuvalu Student Association. Whakawhetai lasi, sipikana. Thank you so much and all the best for the rest of Tuvalu Language Week, dear. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian, for having me today. You have a great day. Manuia te aso.
Manuia te aso.